I'm Gene DeLisio with a Cloverbell Conference sports update for Tuesday, November 26th from WOSQFM.com. High school girls basketball on Monday. The Colby girls basketball team won a non-conference game from Abbotsford 47-27. Colby led in that ball game by Angelique Hernandez, who scored 15 points. Harrison Schmidt added 11. In a non-conference boys basketball on Tuesday, the Columbus Dons face Rib Lake at Columbus High School in Marshfield. Game time Tuesday at 7:15. Our broadcast of that game begins Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Other non-conference boys games on Tuesday involving Cloverbell Conference schools. Spencer is at home against Shawamigan. Loyal is at home against Almond Bancroft. And Owen Withy on the road against the Athens Blue Jays. In non-conference girls basketball on Tuesday, Spencer plays at Nakusa. Greenwood is at Nisida. Owen Withy at Stanley Boyd. Neillsville at Pittsville. Game time for that contest, 7 p.m., and that game will be broadcast Tuesday evening on 92.7 FM WPKG with our pregame report Tuesday at 6:45. Also in non-conference girls basketball on Tuesday, Gilman plays at New Auburn. That's a 6 o'clock start at New Auburn on Tuesday. Former Thorpe High School wrestling standout Sarah Filson competing over the weekend in a women's college wrestling tournament in Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Battles. And Sarah, competing for E.W. Stevens Point, earned second place at 130. In her first round match, Sarah beat Gray Peck of Augsburg by pin at 119. In the semifinals, Sarah beat Paige Hoff of Oshkosh by technical fall. Sarah then lost the championship match to Moni Griffin of Augustana by pin in 34 seconds. Loyal High School and Greenwood High School co-op for 11-man football this season. Now, Loyal has played 11-man football in recent seasons, while Greenwood recently has played 8-man football. Longtime Loyal High School football coach Chris Lindner served as co-head coach along with Dean Lindner, and the two schools thought about this co-op idea for quite some time.
So this process has been going on for quite some time. We decided last year to go ahead and co-op, but we waited a year because of playoff implications last year, where if we would have, then neither team would have made a playoff because they were eliminating their conference. So we had decided prior to last year's season to go ahead and start preparing, and each had our own season, and then really combined after last October, November, really worked on getting things together and getting our athletes together with parents and things like that. And number one goal was is to get a coaching staff that would really gel and basically kind of match each other, or, you know, similarities. But I think that is something with Dean and I, that his weaknesses are possibly my strengths and vice versa. And it's been a good co-head coach up to this point. And I think we kept basically the core of our regular coaches from both staffs and added a couple. So that I think were good pickups. So the process has been very smooth. We did a team camp over at River Falls where we just took our guys just to build that rapport and work on some football stuff for 3 days and two nights. And that seemed like it kicked off pretty well early in the summer, and things have been going all right since then.
Loyal Greenwood co-football coach Chris Lindner, the Loyal Greenwood co-op team finished 1-8 in 2024. That is our Cloverbell Conference sports update for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.